Sundry. The return of the Shady Grove Bluegrass Music Festival later this month will feature an all-Canadian lineup of performers. This year, all the acts at the festival are Canadian, said Eric Holt, president of the Foothills Bluegrass Music Society and the festival's executive director. In the post-pandemic era, we feel it is important to support Canadian artists, said Holt. First coming to Sundry in 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic caused worldwide disruptions and forced organizers for events to alter their plans to accommodate health mandates, the festival was originally presented as a teaser sampler of what a full weekend of music would offer. But as restrictions were eased and eventually lifted, organizers were able to deliver the full meal deal with a weekend lineup that had previously included some talent from the U.S. This will be the third year of presenting the full festival and our fourth year presenting music in Sundry, said Holt. Although still somewhat new to Sundry, the festival had for many years been previously hosted at a rural property near Nanton south of Calgary. But as the event grew, the organizers sought more room that would enable them to spread their wings and found Sundry's rodeo grounds offered the ideal space for an outdoor music festival. Over the last 3 years, support for the festival and recognition of the festival has grown, said Holt. We hope to continue to grow in Sundry and the Mountain View area. Praising the Sundry Rodeo and Race Association, the municipality, and the community's hospitality for embracing the music festival, he also expressed gratitude for the growing list of sponsors. We have some great sponsors from the area and we attract more every year, he said. That support enables the organizers to secure feature acts such as the Slocan Ramblers, a band that Holt described as one of the hardest working, recognized, and talented bluegrass groups in North America. They will be among other performers like John Reichman and Old Acoustic. Reichman built up a reputation for his skills as a premier mandolin player who brings with him some preeminent musicians, said Holt. But not everything at Shady Grove is strictly bluegrass, he added. We are bringing back favorites from 2 years ago, Over the Moon, who call themselves cowbilly musicians, he said. They have added a couple of friends to the group and have garnered a large following since their last appearance. Additionally, Jake Vaudland and the Sturgeon River Boys, who are heavy on classic rockabilly with some fancy banjo picking thrown in, also provide some musical variety that strays a bit away from bluegrass. I am very excited for our audience to see and hear these guys. They put on a great show, said Holt. As the concert is an outdoor event in Alberta's foothills where even summertime temperatures tend to plummet at night from daytime sunny highs, Holt also reminds anyone who intends to come out to enjoy some tunes to be sure they bring with them sunscreen, an umbrella, a jacket and a lawn chair. As there will also be some workshops as well as informal jam sessions at the campground, people who are so inclined are also welcome and even encouraged to bring along their musical instrument of choice. Whether a guitar, mandolin, banjo, fiddle, dobro, or bass. The festival is scheduled for July 14 to 16. Visit www.shadygrovefestival.ca for more about the lineup or to get tickets. Related. A tease of the Shady Grove Bluegrass Festival coming to Sundry. Related. Dose of bluegrass music in Sundry alleviates withdrawal. Related. Hundreds attend Shady Grove Bluegrass Music Festival. Related. Shady Grove Bluegrass Music Festival returns to Sundry.